For the past three decades, Houstonians have known Dan Patrick as a flamboyant TV sportscaster, then as a radio station owner and conservative talk show host.
Back with you on The Voice of Texas.
It's training that's given the 64-year-old state senator an upper hand in debates with David Dewhurst, who once stuttered and struggles during rapid exchanges.
Everyone watching saw total anarchy.
Patrick has repeatedly flummoxed Dewhurst with his quick, relentless jabs, as he did in this Dallas debate, blaming Dewhurst for protesters shutting down the Senate during Democrat Wendy Davis's abortion filibuster.
Are you actually telling me, in your real world, that you don't think there was anarchy and you lost control of the Senate?
We had anarchy, but we didn't have enough DPS.
So it's their fault?
No, it's my fault. No.
Okay. Had I been lieutenant governor, there would have been no filibuster.
You said you wouldn't have even brought the bill up.
Yes, we would have passed the bill without a filibuster as lieutenant governor.
He's Dewhurst's worst nightmare after the first worst nightmare running against Ted Cruz. Patrick is as glib and as impassioned and very smart.
Joe Hawley is a columnist with the Houston Chronicle and longtime political reporter who's covered Dewhurst and Patrick.
Houstonians of a certain age remember Patrick as a shock jock sports broadcaster and talk show host who would do anything for ratings, whether it was having attractive young women paint his body Houston Oiler blue. He went through a vasectomy on the air. And Patrick's colleagues, I think, in the Senate are deeply concerned that it's the shock jock who will be running the Texas Senate next year.
Hawley says the Chronicle interviewed numerous Republican legislators who want ABP, anybody but Patrick, as lieutenant governor. It's one of the reasons Patrick's hometown newspaper endorsed Dewhurst. Then there are the attack ads questioning Patrick for changing his birth name of Danny Gobe to his broadcast name, Dan Patrick, and accusations about unpaid debts from his 1980s bankruptcy.
If we disqualify every person that went broke for turning their life around, that's not the country we have. I went broke and I changed my name. They don't have anything to do with anything else.
None of this has slowed down the 64-year-old pro-life Tea Party evangelical, who describes himself this way.
I'm going to be a bold, no-nonsense conservative leader. I'm an unapologetic Christian. I'm a bold conservative. I'm a Reagan Republican.
And here's what he says he's accomplished during his 7 years in the Texas Senate.
I put in God We Trust in the Senate, Under God in Our Pledge, passed the Sonogram bill, cut business taxes for businesses $1 million, passed sweeping school reform this year, the charter bill took on C-Scope.
Patrick's is the bill requiring physicians to provide a sonogram before performing an abortion is his top achievement. Securing the border with more than periodic surges of spending and law enforcement will be his first priority if elected.
As lieutenant governor, it won't be a surge. It will be a 365-day, 24/7 operation by Texas law enforcement.
Wednesday, as he voted early, Patrick talked to reporters about his health records recently released by a primary opponent who now supports Dewhurst. They document Patrick's depression, chemical imbalance, and suicide attempt nearly 30 years ago. He says he's recovered and ready to help others, but he's not sure his opponent will recover from the backlash.
It has backfired, and I'm not a victim, I'm not a martyr, but I will be a spokesperson, and I think there are a lot of people out there, millions who go through this some point in their life, and we need to be real people in the public.
After besting Dewhurst by 13 points in the primary, Patrick says he feels confident of a win Tuesday night. He says he'll practice what he preaches and forgive David Dewhurst for the knockdown, nasty campaigning. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.